Yeah, so that's right. So as you shorten the rib cage, you need to create like the cat pose, like the scared cat, how they arch their back. So you can own, so if you can't do that, then your horse is not supple enough to have his rib cage that short. And that is the point. Behind the vertical is not really relevant so long as it's not a broken neck, so therefore that it's not like a big cat like shape. So if, for example, at the third or fourth vertebrae, randomly his nose comes in, but the at a different bend to the rest of the backbone, that is a problem, and that's not purposeful. But being behind the vertical because his shoulders aren't high enough yet is completely fine, so long as the curvature of the backbone is consistent the whole way along the backbone. So yes, you make one rib cage bigger, one rib cage smaller, and match them. Or sorry, one rib cage smaller, then match the bigger one. But if you can't match them without having the backbone go concave, then you can't have the rib cage that short. The horse isn't strong enough, the horse isn't correct enough. So you then have to decrease the amount that you're asking the horse to bend his inside, to bend his rib cage small, and match the outside, and find where the limit is that he can do it without creating a concave or shorter backbone, so that you feel like that when he does that, it makes the backbone go into a cat-like position versus going into a concave position. And every time you can't, means that you are asking for too much shortening that the horse is not yet capable of. How do you get it to increase incrementally, slowly, day by day? Challenging that line by a millimeter, and the horse grows muscle and strength as he does that.